come, bowing down before your throne. We know that we could never repay all we owe, but you said that we could come before you as we are, as we are.
The following is a presentation from the Heart to Heart 2016 Women's Christmas Luncheon. Our theme was Simply Unique, and our guest speaker was Norma Pittman. John 3:16 tells us that, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten, unique Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For more information about the Heart to Heart Women's Ministry, please call 714-891-9495. Or visit our website at www.refugefamily.com and look under the Ministries tab. Now let's join Norma and the ladies.
God has told us that when we worship, it blesses Him, praising Him. And I believe it blesses us as well. And it's really interesting what music and song can do in our lives. And I think that our speaker actually has firsthand testimony to what song can do in our lives. Norma Pittman is married to the wonderful Al, and they live in Colorado Springs, and they've been married 41 years. And 41 years ago-ish, they met in a singing group. And at the time, Norma was dating somebody else. And Al was quite smitten from pretty much the moment he saw her, and pursued. And 41 years later, we are happy that he was successful in catching you, and your kids are too, for that matter. Yeah, your kids are too. So please join me in welcoming Norma Pittman, visiting from Colorado Springs.
It is so good to be with you today, and I love all of your tables. It's so beautiful. Yes, they are absolutely gorgeous. I'll tell you, I bring greetings to you from Calvary Worship Center in Colorado Springs, and yes, and they've been praying for you and for your event and for your fellowship together and all that sort of thing. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to go home. I'm going to tell them they've got to run for their money, because you guys do a great job at decorating your tables, really. And I know that that's a big effort. Yeah, give yourself a hand clap. Well, we serve in Colorado Springs, like our Evelyn said, and we've been there for about 20 years. And we serve together with Joy and Bill in Calvary Albuquerque for quite a long time. And then when God called each one of us out, he called us out on the same day. We went north to Colorado Springs, and Bill and Joy and their family came here to Huntington Beach. And so we've all kept in touch. We've been great friends, and it's always good to be able to come out here, because I love California. I love the mass oceans. I just love California, but I have to tell you, I especially love your In-N-Out burgers. And I'm just saying, I'm really jealous about that, because you know, there have been so many people that have moved from California to Colorado and have wanted to bring your In-N-Out burger with them, but they just won't come. So we got your Trader Joe's, though. We did finally get that. But I usually open by introducing myself by saying that I'm Al's wife of 41 years, my three children's mother, my seven children's Nana, and a child of the King for about 45 years. And I'm so thankful for that. That's the most important part of that. It's brought everything together. And I accepted the Lord when I was about 16 years old. And so that's long gone, but you know, the walk there's been lots of seasons and lots of joy and pain, but you know what? God is so faithful, and He said He'd never leave us or forsake us. And I'll tell you, then in all the things that we've gone through in the last 45 years, God has never left us. And I'm just so thankful for that. So if you don't know Him, I just want to make you jealous, because you need to know Him, because He's better than a friend. He sticks closer than a brother. So it's really neat. Today I'm going to talk about the topic, Simply Unique, which is defined as clearly being the one, only one of its kind, unlike anything else. And I just feel like I'm supposed to remind you of how majestic our God is. Because I think that as time goes on, we forget how great God is, how majestic He is, how unique He is, how He's one of a kind. The things He creates change, but God never changes. And I believe that my mission today is just to remind you of that today. And those of you that don't know Him, I hope you will know Him before you leave today. Do you mind if we pray before we start? Heavenly Father, I just want to thank You, Father, for this day. I want to thank You, Lord, for my sisters here. And I pray to God, Lord, that You would just bless Your word. Father, bless what You've given me to say. Father, and I pray, Father, that You give us all ears to hear what You're saying. We pray, and we're going to give You all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Jesus is simply unique, and there's no other like Him, none other. And so I'm going to take some time today to show how His unique creation of time and space affect our lives. I've discovered what's simply unique is relative to our seasons of life, which include our memories, our emotions, our age, and of course, those all change. You know, what happened last week, you might be in a different season the week after, or it's changed. When I first learned of the theme, I started thinking of seasons in my life that are just simply unique. Depending on your age, whether as a child or a youth, a young adult, or if you're into your senior years, there are things that are unique for those individual seasons. The important thing to remember when relating with simply unique seasons is that they are, as I said, they do change. If you happen to be frustrated where you're at, maybe you're a young mom and you have kids at home and you feel like you are never going to be able to come and help with an event like this, or to lead a Bible study, or to really do an in-depth Bible study, you know, where it takes you time to study, just hang on. That season's going to change. You know, before you know it, those kids will be grown up and you'll be able to do all of this. And so just hold on. And it's just amazing the different seasons that we're in. And really what I'm learning is that just to be happy in the season that I'm in, just to know that God has something for me in the particular season that He has me in. For instance, I can remember I always wanted to be 33 years old. Just, I don't know what about 33. I just wanted to be 33 years old. Well, it so happens that I had my first natural born child at 33 years old. So I don't know, maybe it was because of that. And it was truly a blessing. We had to wait 13 years for him. So I don't know. But as time goes on, you know, I'm so far from that age, it's really scary. It's actually pathetic. It's like your walk with Christ. We believe Him. We don't see Him physically, but we see His majestic works all around us. And most importantly, we feel that peace that we can't understand. We don't see it coming. We just do. We just are. Life just continues to happen. It just doesn't stand still. We continue to grow in Him. Well, I'm in my 60s now, and it's hard for me not to think about strange things that are happening to my body without understanding how I got there. I see the changes, but not sure how it happened. One morning I woke up, I guess, and I just was old. I don't know. This is a true story. At church, you know, there's all kind of people that want to say hi and talk to us and stuff. And so people will, from time to time, come and say, "Can I take a picture with you?" So sure, you know, and this just happened not too long ago. The person was coming from out of town. They wanted me to take a picture with them so they could take it back and show their family and stuff. So I did. And then when he showed me the picture, I looked at the picture and I said, "Oh, that's a really nice picture. Wow, that's really cool." But in the back of my mind, my body had fallen. I don't know how it happened. I don't know when it came, but everything was like low. And I started thinking about it. I said, you know, this looks like a before plastic surgery picture. You know, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. But I could have let it ruin my day, or I could have gone into debt, had everything put back where it's supposed to be, or just, you know, relinquished and just said, you know what, this is just simply unique for my season that I'm in. And I went on. No plastic surgery. Not that I would never have any, but I love the Christmas season. One thing that I do not like is that it's become so commercial. People forget all about Thanksgiving. They go directly to Christmas. And as a child, I really loved and was so fond of Christmas. We had such a tradition in our home to where I have four brothers and I'm the only girl. Well, I don't know if any of you are old enough to remember Spiegel catalog. Yeah, Spiegel catalog, before it got real expensive. It was more like JCPenney's, I guess. And so all five of us, we would sit and look through the catalog and we would mark two toys and one set of clothes. That's what we did. And my mom and dad paid on that account from one year to the next. They paid it off by Christmas, and then we did it again. And it was just so much fun. And but the thing that I really love about Christmas when I was a kid is that I used to love the smell of the slow roasting turkey in the oven. I love the aroma of the apple pies cooking, and those smells were just so comforting, and it's like I can smell them today. And it was so hard to sleep because I would hear my mom in the kitchen doing all that and stuffing our stockings with apples and oranges and nuts and things. You know, today you have to go buy everything to stick in there, you know, real expensive. Apples, oranges, and nuts. It was great. But in the morning, my brothers and I would be up at the crack of dawn to open up the gifts that we'd received. Such a great memory. But it was passing. Things quickly change as I grew up. But I remember those simply unique days. Simply unique seasons and memories change. There is one thing that never changes, though. It is Jesus. His name is Jesus. That he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. As I continue to think about the topic, simply unique, from God's creation, it was as if my eyes were opened and I began to see so many simply unique things around me. Things I normally take for granted or just don't see. You know, you think about those, like laughter. Don't you love to laugh? I'm crazy. I love to laugh. And the different, and especially to hear a child laugh. I love the laughter of children. I love the different colors of the flowers, the foliage, the bright stars in the sky. You know, I take for granted the snow that gently falls, you know, and the benefit of the moist rain. I take for granted the Colorado mountains. They are so majestic. You've never seen mountains so pretty as in Colorado. And of course, out here, your vast ocean, which is so powerful, and I love to just sit and just enjoy and just listen to the crash. And yet it doesn't go beyond where it's supposed to go. It's just so amazing. And also to watch people living and just so much more. God is simply unique, and his creation is so unique, isn't it? It's an amazing thing that God cared enough to create such splendor and beauty for himself and for us to be in awe over and give him praise. I don't know, do we really realize who God is and how much he loves his creations, especially you and me? He loves us so much that he sent his only son, Jesus, for you and me. It's all so miraculous. I mean, it's just so amazing to me. And did you know that God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are all one and have made all things simply with the touch of their hand? This just blows me away. I mean, it's just amazing that how awesome and how majestic the God we serve. And we can't understand it even if we try. And that's where faith comes in. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing to me. I just take him at his word. But in John 1:1 and Genesis 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made." We also know that the Holy Spirit was present before creation. In Genesis 1:2 describes the Spirit hovered over the face of the dark and formless earth. So before time even existed, God existed in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The three existed in perfect harmony and flawlessness, having all they needed in one another as one. The Godhead, they are the ultimate artist of the universe. How could we ever get bored in light of all he is and all that he's created? I mean, every morning you wake up and you just look at the sky, that the covering that's over us. I mean, even that is amazing. Just everything that you see that we take for granted, that we walk out and, you know, you walk outside, you see all this beauty, you take it for granted. Do we forget who Jesus is? Do we forget who our Creator is? Everything is so simply unique by the one and only simply unique, never changing God. God separated the sky, the land, the beautiful water, the vegetation, and the trees, and he made you and me in their image, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Genesis 1:26 says, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish in the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." And I'm so glad that God has trusted us with his creation, aren't you? How many of you are animal lovers? You have a dog or cat or bird or, you know, or something else out here. You probably have something more exotic, like little pink pigs or something. I don't know. But I have a little dog. It's a chocolate, well, it's not little. It's Chocolate Lab. Her name is Nala. And the first thing everybody always says to us is, "Nala needs to lose some weight. She's gotten fat." Well, I just love Nala. We feed her all the time, you know. But I'm so glad for it that God created Nala and that she brings comfort to me. And Jesus, they made it that way. There's so many things that God has created that we find comfort in. You know, our Heavenly Father is the definition of simply unique. clearly one of a kind, unlike no other. Would you agree? Amen. God made simply unique things by his design in everything he's made. God saw everything from Genesis that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So let's take the snowflake, since that's kind of our little object of our theme. It starts with something so unique. It was really interesting as I was looking this up that this little snowflake, the snowflakes that you see, they started from a particle of dust. Is that amazing? I mean, dust. You know, the stuff you sprinkle off, you try to get off your furniture, you hate that it's there. Dust. Dirt. God uniquely caused the particles to come into contact with water vapor while the dust was still high in the atmosphere. The water vapor coats the teeny particles and then freezes into tiny crystals of ice. The ice crystals is the seed from which a snowflake will grow. Isn't that amazing? I mean, the snowflake? God is so detailed. A snowflake, putting all that stuff in, all that effort into a snowflake? In 1865 to 1931, Wilson Bentley was the first person to capture photographs of snowflakes using a microscope attached to a camera. His collection showed the unique images of over 5,000 snowflake forms, all different and unique. His research introduced an amazing diversity of the snow crystals, all beautiful and different. And then in 1951, scientists devised a classification system that characterized snowflakes into 10 basic shapes, including the grapple, which is the soft tail, which you guys never have, and then the ice pellets, which is the morning sleet, and you probably don't have much of that either. But that's important to people like me that live in Colorado, because where we've had like the hail tear up the siding on your house and break your windows and all that sort of thing. You kind of think about the snowflake a little bit more there. But as long as I guess you guys have pictures, right, in the news. Well, God used this classification system, and it's still used today. God's wisdom to man's mind is also amazing. Isn't it just awesome that our Heavenly Father invented, created, and formed the snowflake with such detail? Everything around us is uniquely formed by God, included with all its detail. And I'm going to keep saying that because I want you to remember, I want you to start thinking about how awesome the God is that we serve. We just need to look, open our eyes and look around and see the detail that he's put in his creation. In Psalm 19:1 through 4, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto night utters speech, and night into night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out throughout all the world." Or instead of their line, their business has gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them, he has set a tabernacle for the sun. Can you picture that? That's just amazing. There is nothing impossible for God. Nothing is too hard for him. For with God, all these things are possible and simply unique to his hand. The whole earth shows his handiwork if you open your eyes to see it. And I want to challenge you to be able to do that. The Bible also teaches that there is only one race of people. Can you imagine? One race? There's all kinds of people here. But when I look around in this room, I find simply unique people. Different shapes, sizes, colors. But God uniquely created each one of you. No two of you are alike. Even identical twins have characteristic differences as they grow. And it's just amazing that, I mean, our mother and dad was Adam and Eve. And then once the earth was destroyed and there was 8 people on that ark, you know, they went to different regions and then the gene pool started kicking in. And it's really interesting when you think about or read about how we're all created, why we have blue eyes or brown hair or whatever. It's all got to do with the genes. God is so amazing, such detail. None of us look alike. God, it seems like his hand would get tired of, you know, creating people, you know, but we're all unique and God has a plan for each one of your lives. There are 3 evidences of how you are simply unique. First one is that God made you with his hand from the dust of the earth. There he goes using that dust again. See, there must have been a lot of dust around, you know, because he was saying, well, what can I use? It's particles of dust. But he was making beautiful things out of something we would dispose of. But God made you with his hand from the dust of the earth. Particles, like I said, we just throw away. And for his purpose, he created you and me. In Genesis 2:7, it says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." When God finished his unique divine work in Genesis 1:31, God saw everything he had made, and indeed, it was good. Then the second evidence that you're uniquely created by God was that God destined you to be a light in darkness. You know, for those of you that are believers, you know, maybe on your walk, in your workplace or in your where you live, you know, people that you might be trying to show God's light to, they really reject you. They don't want anything to do with you. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Or maybe they just all love you guys. But I will guarantee you, because you're light, and they see that, whenever they have an issue in their life, whenever somebody's sick, somebody's dying, something that they need, they're in desperate need of something, who do they go to? They come to you. They come to you because you are a light. Because you are a glimmer of hope, a light to their trouble and their situation. In this world of many lights, they can burn out, they burn out and fail. But God's light never fails. God sent Jesus to this earth to light our way back to him by way of the manger to the cross. They just need to try Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 4:6, "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of his light, in the face of Jesus Christ." In Matthew 5:14, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. In a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." There are so many lights, and God is light to every area of his creation. We light candles. We're fascinated by the manger, the intervention by God, the lights. Christmas is coming, and we light candles. We do all these sort of things. So light is all around us. But to different people, light means something different. Like to the scientist, light means energy. Or to the person walking in morality, light means purity. Or to the philosopher, light means knowledge and understanding. Jesus is all of them. He is the light of the world. When Jesus came into the world, it was dark, but he brought light. He was light. Even when you're in a room and it's the darkest of dark, if you have just a little bit of flicker of light, doesn't it show? That's the way it is with us in the world. When we walk into a room of darkness, you know, there's light that shines. So light is amazing. And number three, he uniquely created us to be his children. Even though we strayed away from God, from God's intended purposes, we fell down, we all messed up, we listened to the devil, and we ate the fruit. And we blame Eve for eating the fruit, but we would have ate it too, probably, you know. So, but thousands of years have passed, and we're still listening to the enemy of our souls. God declares good for our lives, and we still get carried away by the distractions of the world. You know, Ecclesiastes says there isn't anything new under the sun. You know, generations and generations, we all do the same dumb things. But, you know, I'm so glad that we serve a loving God that always has a way out from our dumb places that we get ourselves into. Amen? So, because of God's love for mankind, he's made a way to redeem us back to himself as a child of God through his son, Jesus. God gave the ultimate gift for all of our mess ups, all of our sins. He gave us a gift of do-over. And I am so thankful for that because I have used that so many times. So many times you will fall. Sometimes you'll fall. And you know what I always tell people? That God gave me knees for a purpose. You know, because I'm always falling. You know, I have bad knees because I fall. But I'm so glad that he gave me knees because I can get back up, and that's what God wants you to do. So if you're in a place today where you've fallen down or you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, use those knees and get back up and serve him with all your heart. He wants to be your Savior. John 3:16, our scripture, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the only unique, never-changing one, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, it's beautiful. John 1:12 through 17 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name, Jesus. Yeah, Jesus. Who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, baby Jesus in the manger. Today, you can make the right choice. If you're here today and you've messed up, you're just down in the dumps, you just came with a friend, you can make the right choice today. You can make that choice to make Jesus, the one who came for you, Lord of your life. And it's so simple in that you just admit you're a sinner and then you ask him to forgive you and to come into your life. That's what it is. It's not, the salvation is not in the words, but it's in the heart. I've had people say, oh, well, I prayed that already before, but they didn't mean it. They just said the words. But God knows your heart. But I am telling you that it doesn't matter where you're at, how low you feel like you've gone, Jesus loves you. And you can make that decision today. This time of year, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the baby born Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary. We go to such lengths to erect the perfect tree, coordinate, select the colors, and design to have different designs and decorate them. We spend money we don't have to impress and satisfy those in our circles. Yeah? Is that just me? No. Okay. We fill a shoebox or serve in a kitchen to feed the homeless. Yes, we celebrate his birth, but we forget that he came to die for our sins. It's because of his love for his simply unique creation, you and me. Again, if you don't know Jesus today, or this may be a reminder to someone that's kind of in a backslidden state, you have a chance to be able to redeem yourself through Jesus Christ. I don't know who this message was for today, but I felt that I was supposed to come to remind you, the message was, Jesus still exists. He's still here. He still loves you so much that he wants to have such a relationship with you. And he wants to remind you to come back from where you're at. If you've been there, you've run, come back. Come back. For those that don't know Jesus as their personal Savior because you feel like you don't have it together, you haven't gotten it together yet, you don't know what to do, you're waiting, don't wait any longer because Jesus loves you. He loves you. He doesn't care what you've done. He doesn't care about any of that. He cares about your heart. And so we're going to pray in a moment, but I just want you to know that Jesus loves you. And I believe that that's what I was supposed to come to tell you. How majestic he is. How he is simply unique. How his creations, including ourselves, are so unique. But he's still God and he's still on the throne. And he still comes and is coming and is calling you to make him Lord of your life. Let's pray. Father God, I just want to thank you, Lord, for today, dear God. And I just pray, Father, that if there are women here today that do not know you, Father, I pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts right now. Father, I pray, dear God, that you would minister to them to the depths of their soul. Father, if there are ladies that they just don't know where to go, they don't know what to do, Father, God, draw them to yourself. So I want to ask those that want to make that commitment to know Jesus Christ, just to pray this to yourself. Father God, I'm a sinner. I'm in a mess right now. Lord, would you forgive me of my sins? And would you wash me clean because of what you did on the cross for me? Come into my life. Redeem, restore, renew my life. Help me to be all of what you want me to be. Father, and I'll give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Father, I pray, dear God, also for those that have slipped away, just have kind of walked away, just have not appreciated who you are as much. I pray, Father, that you would bring them back, dear God, to yourself. Whatever took them away, whether it was too busy, too much time here or there, not in your word, I pray, Father, that you would draw them back to yourself as well. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would restore the work, Lord, that you have in them. Father, we're going to give you such love and glory for it, Father. We just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Giving up, letting go, standing up, stepping out, walking on in the power of your name. Giving up, letting go, standing up, stepping out, walking on in the power of your name.
This has been been a presentation of the Heart to Heart Women's Ministry at Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about this ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.